Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Michael, we're on to an author this time.
We sure are, and I'd like to welcome to the show Carolyn Donovan. You know, there was a time in the world, if you were interested in anything environment related, you sort of had to, you know, you were considered a greenie and wear love beads and open-toed sandals.
Yeah.
But Carolyn has written a book, Greenies and Stilettos, How to Save the World Without Really Trying. Welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Thanks, guys.
So tell us, what's the book all about? I kind of get an idea, but tell us.
Well, it actually came about very much like you were saying. I've always been a real greenie, and I've been in the modelling industry my entire working career. And that whole time, regardless of where I was in the world or working, I always had a little herb garden going, or I was always into non-waste and into what goes on our bodies and what's going in our bodies and where things come from and how that's impacting the earth. And it always really shocked people because they expected that. I've always called myself a greenie, and people always expected a greenie didn't look like me or didn't do what I did. But that's why, pretty much why I wrote Greenies and Stilettos, because I'm of the idea that being green and being very environmentally aware and aware of what's going on in the world around you and the globe around you is actually one of the, not only the easiest things that you can possibly do when you get into the swing of it, but it's also one of the most beautiful things that you can possibly do.
Mm. So do you look at everyday things that you do from a green perspective?
Very much so. Since I've started doing this, I've basically gone, I remember I live at the moment in Queensland, and I'm from Sydney originally, and I, on bin nights, when inner city Sydney, you have these tiny little rubbish bins, and I used to run up and down the street to my neighbours looking for places to shove all my bags in because I had so much rubbish and so much waste and so much packaging.
Yep.
And now, with the way that I think and the choices that I make, I find I maybe have one or two little bags of rubbish that I throw away, because everything else is either recyclable or it's compostable. You know, all food scraps either go to my chooks, who I just adore, but that's a whole other story, a whole other book, or in the compost, which then becomes beautiful black soil that you put back on your garden. And it all sounds so hard and gumbooty, but it's one of the most satisfying and gorgeous and, as I said, easiest things I've ever done. But one of my big things, and it's something that I've done long before I even realized the impact environmentally of what I was doing, is upcycling fashion. And that is one of my greatest joys. One of the things I'm really renowned for in fashion circles is taking the things that you already have in your cupboard, because a lot of girls have cupboards that are so jam-packed and crammed with stuff, but they'll open it for an event and say, I have nothing to wear. And we actually do have things to wear, and the book Greenies and Stilettos, the whole huge first chapter, which is probably the biggest chapter in there, is all on just giving you ideas, and a few little ideas will spark the momentum of creativity. I always say everyone's a designer. You know, people think, oh, I'm not very creative, but everyone's a designer. And once you get those few little seeds, it triggers off something in you. And my big thing is upcycling and taking the things that you already must love something about it because you bought it. It's in your wardrobe in the first place. Mm. And just turning it into something gorgeous and you, and something that you would be so proud to wear.
Carolyn Donovan, thank you. I'm exhausted listening to you.
I feel like I've been on an episode of Sex in the City.
I know.
What can I say?
Author of Greenies and Stilettos, How to Save the World Without Really Trying. Thanks for being on today's show.
Thanks, guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.